and the problems that you solve of theirs, mixing that in with the pain points, but taking it from another level, taking it to another level, getting more empathetic with the client and really honing in and having a few moments with yourself about what is the language that your ideal client, just let's pick one, like what's one of, for example, one of the amazing people that you've loved working with that just makes your career in this business super easy. You know, they do as they're told, they're self-motivated, internally motivated, they get good results, they're open and communicative. Well, you decide what the list is of that person. But the thing I want you to think about is, what are the words? So obviously they've got a problem that you can help solve. What is the language and the sentences and the thoughts that they have during the day that they say to themselves? What is it that they say to themselves? Because if you think about ourselves for a moment, we all have that thing. I don't know what that thing is, but there's a section in life that we just think, well, you know what, if I could just fix this, then I would get to there. Now, first of all, we know that that's not true. You're already there and you have to act like you're there, etc. And be grateful for all the stuff that you've got. But I'm sure there's something that you might want to work on. So whatever that area is that you want to work on, you would be doing it yourself. There would be language around that area. There always is. Even for me, and I've been doing work myself, you know, forever, I just think it's a beautiful, fascinating, unending journey. Or maybe I can just tell myself that I can stop the journey. I'll stop the journey. But I don't want to do that because I think that that means really ending life. So I think I'm going to be possibly on this journey forever, which I love anyway. And that learning and growing and becoming more self-aware so that we become more powerful and more in tune with what we can actually create. Because it's always possible to create whatever we want. But there will still be language, and I've noticed really even recently with myself, there's, because I've had quite a lot shift recently, and I go into the old thought pattern of, for example, expecting the injury to be there, and, you know, there'll be a little niggle or a little twinge somewhere in a muscle, and I'll go to think to myself, oh, but that's right, but then tomorrow might be sore, and I cut myself off straight away. So one of my pain points, or one of my past pain points used to be this injury and muscle tightness and the lower back and the hip and all that. So something like that, there was language around that and a story that was keeping it in place. It's keeping it in place in terms of how long it's taking to get better, of the methods that I need to use for it to get better. It's keeping it in place by me expecting it to be there in the morning, or being excited and fascinated when it's not, but not being so hopeful that it just wouldn't be there anymore, you know, and that's the place I'm in now, and it's just actually not there, so it's gone. It feels weird even saying that, actually, but it's gone, and I can feel that even saying that is a new thought, and it's been a matter of layer and layer and layer and layers of things, thoughts, judgments about myself, etc., that have let go, but I can tell you about the process of why that's gone another time. My point is, I'm hearing from myself, I go into the old thought patterns, I go into the old use of language for myself, to myself, around that area of myself, for example. So have a think for a moment. I'm sure there's something that you're telling yourself, quite possibly to do with maybe even your relationship with business, or this part of it's hard, or I'm no good at that part of it, or blah, blah, blah. One of the easiest ways to change the trajectory of what's actually going on is to change the language immediately. And it can therefore change the trajectory of that way you're aiming immediately. You don't have to totally reverse the way you feel about it and say, oh, I'm so fabulous at this, and I'm marketing and business guru, and I love all this, and I'm so good at it, and I'm a multi-gazillionaire. You don't have to be a wanker about it and do that. I highly recommend that you just pick yourself up with the language, as in be conscious that you can hear it from yourself, and stop yourself in your tracks. Just stop yourself in your tracks. Then distract yourself and go to something else. Go, you know what, I'm grateful for whatever,
something to do with, you know, my family's healthy, I'm going to be energetic and full of health and energy until I pass away, and I'm open to what this is teaching me, and I'm actually open to letting this go. I've let this go now, whatever other layers are associated with that. So we can reprogram things, but it's also important to be letting things go on a regular basis as well, so that you can almost be coming at everything from as new and unjudgmental against yourself and humanly possible, to the point where we go superhuman. You're going to become superhuman. All right, let me know how you go with that. Talk to you soon.